So the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idias, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. We have already discussed in Perig Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, about Tumas Midras. That means when a Zav, a Ziva, a Nida, a woman who gave birth, any of these people, when they put their weight on an object, it becomes Tameh, even if the Tameh person did not touch it. Not only that, the object becomes an Av HaTumah, like the person himself. The only condition is, Tumas Midras is only on something that was made to support the person, like a chair or a pillow. So of course, you're always going to have things that are borderline. For example, Sakta Mishnah, once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Kol HaChaitzalois, all mats. Now the Mishnah is talking about a mat that was made out of a kind of reed known as Gemi. It's a kind of reed that you usually find near swamps. And, says the Batanura, it has a rim around it, like a raised rim. Sakta Mishnah, Temeis, Temei Meis. In other words, it'll become tummy when it comes into contact with a mace, like any keli would, or most keli. And because this has a raised rim, therefore it's called a keli, in regard to Tumas Meis, because it has to be able to receive things, you have to be able to put things inside. But it's not fit to be Mekabel Tumas Midras. Divi Rabbi Dais is a Halt Rabbi Dais. It's not fit for sleeping or sitting on it. The Chachamim Emre Midras. The Chachamim say no. It could receive Tumas Midras. You could lay on it. Once in a while, people do lie on these things or sit on them. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. The next Machloikis is in regard to net-like things. Threads that were braided together. Now, when the Torah tells us what can become Tameh, the Torah says, sock, that's a sack, which is made out of like a woven cloth. But this isn't woven tight. It's like there are holes in it. So call that kliyos, all braided things, tahiris. They're not makabel tumah. This isn't called woven. Woven means when it's like your shirt. Take a good close look at your suit or your shirt. Unless it's leather, there's horizontal and vertical lines in it, threads, that are woven so tight it's one solid piece. This is more like a net. There are holes inside. So it doesn't have a din beged to receive tumah. Chutz mishel galgilon. Except for belts. Divi, Rabbi Dais is a halt Rabbi Dais. Why is a belt different? So Batanur says, because that's a chash of a beged. So some lerm shot, it's an ornament. A nice braided belt. It's like a jewelry kind of a thing. It's not jewelry, but it's a nice thing that people wear. Memela, even though there are holes inside, it's called a beged. Some say, because when you mamish pull it tight, the holes do close up. In any event, the chachamim say, kulam tmeyais, all braided items can become tameh. Chutz mishel tzamorim. Except for the braided ropes of people that deal with wool. These are ropes that the wool dealers would make to tie their bundles of wool. Some say it was a kind of a rope sack they put the wool in. They kept it there before they sold it. But here the holes are really wide. This is not mekabel tumah, even according to the Chachamim. Quickly, chazering over, mats are tumei meis, because they have a raised rim around it, so it's like a keli, but not tumas medras, the altrib doisa. The Chachamim say sometimes people sleep in it, therefore it does receive tumas medras. Net-like things that are braided together are tor, with the exception of belts, as the altrib doisa. The Chachamim say they're all tumei, with the exception of the kind of rope nets. They're made by the wool workers or the wool sellers because these have mamish very wide holes in them.